Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a pain-free Friday for us. Doling out minutes on the mug. I need a bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. On CBS Sports Radio, I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High and Mavia, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. People dress in plastic bags, to break the traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, fight to Porter, Brad's on the west side, bed bugs, sometimes. What a mess, the town to tatter, my bread been splattered all over Manhattan, should do it. Are you with us tonight from New York? Many in the Bulls in the NBA, 855-212-4227. That's the number to get on the show. We want to hear from you. So tonight, Rick Haro, our sports business insider and legal guru, will join us. I think he was in Phoenix or something. I can't keep track of all of it. And of course, that's at 10:40 Eastern, 7:40 Vegas Strong Time. Also, at 11:20 Eastern, 8:20 Vegas Strong Time, the governor, Tim Brando, legend, my favorite person in the world, Tim Brando, is coming back on the bench. You know, he does other shows here and there periodically. As Carver High can attest, he'll, like, go on a lot of shows or whatever. But there's only one show that matters to him. All the others are he just does it just to kill time and fake. It's like a fake thing. But with Pharrell on the bench, he comes on and waxes up like everyone else in a big way. He loves it.
Those other shows, I mean, he'll maybe do them once every year or two.
Yeah.
I mean, he's... It's all about the bench. He loves waxing up.
He loves it. How about your hockey team tonight, Carver High? An unbelievable story, because I thought earlier I had posted that if they didn't recover from the 3-0 hole they fell into, that they would be unable to get out of the slippery when wet well, and that you would go on a tirade tonight unequaled by your peers.
No, I was ready to completely destroy him. There's no doubt. I was... laying the groundwork for it on Twitter tonight, that's for sure. But they got a gift tonight. That idiot Bertuzzi took a two-hander to Clutterbuck late in the third. They got a five-minute major, and Detroit's penalty
is
kill.
Is he still playing in the league, Bertuzzi?
It's his nephew.
Oh.
Todd Bertuzzi's nephew plays for the Red Wings.
Is he just as dirty as his uncle?
Take a look at the two-hander job he did on Clutterbuck tonight. Now, Clutterbuck absolutely dove. I mean, it hit him square in the front shin pad where he has a pad there. But you really can't take your stick with two hands and whack people in the legs either. That ain't cool.
Sounds fun to me.
Well, and the Detroit penalty kill sucks, so they scored four goals off it. And that still wasn't good enough. They gave up a goal to tie it after that with less than a minute left, and they had to go win it in overtime. So,
well, they won.
They won the game, 7-6. What a barn burner at the Bark.
That's all that matters,
where
right?
Where you'll be tomorrow night, same building.
Pharrell headed to No Sleep Till. LeBron is pleased with the new additions to the Cavs and wishes IT well with the Lakers. Will LeBron refocus with his new group and go back to the finals? I'll tell you this much. Tonight, they whacked the Hawks 123-107. Pharrell with the double cover.
He looks pretty focused in his triple-double.
Yeah, he looked focused. 22-12 and 17 dimes tonight for Mafia. Pacers over the Celtics in a surprise, if you ask me, by 6 in Boston. So the Celtics laid down at home tonight. Kyrie at 21, didn't matter. Oladipo 35, 10 and 2 for Indy. Huge win there. Pacers blow out the Pelicans, who I'm going to go see tomorrow night. They're only two games over 500. So are the Sixers, but they went at 182. Joel Embiid 24 and 16 boards. How about this? Rondo, the best night for New Orleans. 5, 4, and 10 dimes. I mean, that just sounds like they laid down tonight. I hope they play hard tomorrow. Then again, what does it matter? Clippers 108-95 over the Pistons. So the Clippers spoil Blake's revenge against his old team as Sweet Lou Williams has 26, 4, and 6 dimes. Blake had a nice game, though, 19, 8, and 6.
What had nothing to do with his old team afterwards. Just walked off the court, didn't say nothing to no one. No coaches, no players, just walked away.
That's it. He didn't say hi or nothing.
Nothing.
He just walked off.
At the end of the game. I don't know if we talked to him before the game, but I know at the end of the game, he just walked right off.
Sounds like my line the other night. He had 19, 8, and 6. I went 19, 10, and 4. Check out. Ooh. I'm watching the T-Wolves and Bulls. Bulls up 3, 37-34 in Chicago. Jazz 55-46 over the Hornets in Salt Lake. Shakers. Inglis with 13, 3, and 2 for the Jazz in that thriller out in Salt Lake. Rockets up big, 122-89 over the Nuggets, 4 minutes left. Clint Capella with 23. Listen to this, 25 rebounds and 2 block shots. And the Heat up 81-69 against the Bucks. Make it 83-72 now. And your boy Dwayne Wade returns to Miami, and not a glorious night for him, though. With the fans, it was, but not shooting the rock. 1 of 6 from the floor. 3 points. No, or I guess he went 3, 1, and 2 with 2 steals and a blocked shot and 4 turnovers. A disastrous return to the Heat in terms of his numbers tonight. But the Heat getting a nice performance from Tyler Johnson with 19, Whiteside with 12 and 14 boards, Richardson 11 points for the Heat. They're winning 83-72 right now late. As far as the hockey, Kings up in Sunrise over the Panthers, 3-1 in the third. The game's about to end. Same thing, Blues 3-1 in Farrellipeg, 11 minutes left. Oilers and Ducks are underway at the Pond in the first, scoreless. Penguins 2-1 after 2. Hagelin and Sheehan, the goal scorers. Tyler Seguin for Dallas, 2-1 Penguins. Islanders win it in overtime on the Brock Nelson hat trick goal. 7-6 over the Red Wings. Rangers 4-3 over the Flames. And the Caps double up the Jackets 4-2 in D.C. Canes over the Canucks 4-1 in Raleigh. College rack. There is actually some, as usual, Friday night horrible games. But Rhode Island beat Davidson on the ranked terms. That one was 72-59 Rams. That's Hurley, Danny Hurley coaching up at Rhode Island. Ball stayed up on Kent State, 50-34 with 17 minutes left. Detroit Mercy trying to upset Oakland with their 7-18 season. They're up 1 with 16 minutes to go. Toledo wins by 6 at Miami of Ohio. I think they covered as well. I think the number was like 5.5. I could be wrong. Cornell beat Brown. Yale by 4 over Columbia. Penn over Dartmouth by 3. Harvard blows out Princeton. Indiana whacks Minnesota 80-56. Later, here at the bottom of the hour, Eastern Washington and Idaho. That's it in terms of all the action tonight. So I'm going to watch these games, these NBA and NHL games live with you all night. And we got Haro and the Governor, Tim Brando, on the show.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so there's tons of games on Saturday that you're going to want to feast on. And where do you go to get action and hit winners? PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's just ridiculous, the price. 35 gets you every single pick of every single day of every single sport all month long. You get the whole month, everything across the board. So, I mean, tomorrow there's a litany of college basketball games all day long, great games. And then you got ranked games, unranked games, you got NBA games, you got on Saturday primetime San Antonio at Golden State. College rack. How about Purdue and Michigan State, Gonzaga and St. Mary's? NHL, you got LA at Tampa Bay. That's a good game. Chicago at Mini, and many, many more. Just go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. You get boxing, MMA. There's a UFC card Saturday, isn't there? Mafia Huge, Rockhold, and Romero.
Correct.
And then you get daily fantasy rosters, hoops, hockey, your styling. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. So I was looking at the huge NCAA weekend in terms of basketball. Now that the Super Bowl is over, it's all basketball all day, every day, right? As we get ready to cruise toward the conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament in about a month from now. So for the next 4 weeks, it's going to be crazy. But this weekend, there's so many great games. Saturday showdowns. How does, you know, Purdue, Michigan State at the Breslin, always a great place that'll be rocking. They, you know, the Boilers have to go to East Lansing after coming off a home loss at Mackey to Ohio State on Wednesday night. That's a tough way to recover to play the Spartans up there. And but you got to deal with Isaac Haas, the big, huge center for Purdue. They double him. They do whatever to try to stop him. They score a lot. Purdue should be great. And, of course, the Spartans want to stay out of foul trouble, don't turn the ball over, and they're tough at home. For sure. Another good game we'll be talking about with Tim Brando tonight. Xavier and Creighton. He's doing that game tomorrow on the big network, Fox, at 2:30 East. And Creighton actually favored in that game over the number 5 Musketeers, which is a little surprising when you think about it. I mean, they're tough. I mean, you look at them, right? And this Xavier team's no joke. 22-3, 10-2 in the Big East. And they've been really good. They've struggled to put teams away lately. Creighton's been up and down. They lost their starting center. But they have good players. Foster, Thomas should be great. 18,000 packed in Omaha. I know the governor's been there talking to the coach, McDermott. Saw a tweet of him today at practice, et cetera. So that should be a good game. How about Butler at Villanova? Villanova's coming off the shocking loss to St. John's in Philadelphia. So we'll see if they can survive that. Kentucky's at A&M in College Station. A&M laying 4. And, you know, they got 16 wins. This is going to be a good game. I'm a little concerned about that number. A lot of points delayed at Kentucky. I think the teams are very similar. They're a lot alike, close game probably. Gonzaga, St. Mary's, that's a fantastic game tomorrow night at 10 on the Deuce. St. Mary's has been unbelievable all year per usual. They're 24-2 and 13-0 in the West Coast Conference. Gonzaga, 12-1 in the West Coast Conference. They're 22-4. It doesn't get any better. The Moraga McKeon Pavilion will be absolutely lit with this late night rivalry game. And you got to stop this guy, Jock Landale. St. Mary's very tough at home. That should be awesome. But there are many other great games, like Kansas at Baylor tomorrow afternoon. Kansas has been playing better basketball, actually, away from Fog Allen, if you can believe it. Baylor loves to play Kansas, though. Oklahoma's at Iowa State. I don't know if there's anybody on that Iowa State team that can deal with Trae Young. How are they going to stop him in that game? That's the question. North Carolina, after beating Duke, can they turn right around and go down the street to Raleigh to take on their old rivals, NC State? Carolina laying 4 there. And Auburn's at Georgia. Auburn's been incredible. Bryce Brown is out, though, their leading scorer. That's a problem. Tennessee at Alabama tomorrow evening at 6. Alabama getting points at home, getting 4 at home, and I have a feeling that's going to be a you know, sucker punch game. They're just going to be in each other's faces. That's going to be a wild atmosphere in Tuscaloosa. Texas Tech has just been incredible. We had one of their players on the show this week. And they're playing at Kansas State in Manhattan on Saturday. The Red Raiders mean business. We'll see how I mean, they look so far like they can play without Zach Smith. I mean, they're winning either way. USC is at Arizona. Arizona's dropped two straight. Does anyone really believe they're going to drop three in a row at home and, you know, in the desert? So they're laying 5.5 to USC. Arizona's 19-6. USC 17-8. USC's got 8 Pac-12 wins, Arizona 9, but a lot of people are wondering what's wrong with the Wildcats. And then Cincinnati's at SMU. I mean, bottom line, Cincinnati's number 6 in the country. They mean business. They're a tough team. Trust me, you, they'll be ready for SMU on that game Sunday. We'll see how they look on Sunday afternoon, but Cincinnati's better than SMU, hands down, so far, you know, this season at the very least. And then last night when I was talking about how Arizona looked, UCLA was the one that beat them, right? So that was a huge win, their biggest win of the season. They went to the McHale Center and won that game against Arizona. A lot of people think that UCLA is outside the bubble at this point. That's a huge win for them to knock that one off their chest. To have that road win against a ranked team like that is going to help them. It's their really, they've only had two big wins, where, you know, you get a, they call them like the home against the top 30 or a neutral win against the top 50 or a road win in the top 75 teams in the country. That's the highest level of, you know, games where you're talking about who you're playing, where you're playing and who you're playing against. And then you can go to different levels of, you know, teams where they have no power ranking, et cetera, like the RPI, the KenPom, and all these other things that they use to determine who's going to get into the tournament. So big wins last night, UCLA, Arizona State. They came back and caught USC that had them by the throat, and they let it slip through their fingers. So they needed that for sure. I still think they're a tournament team at this point. I'm not willing to say Arizona State would be outside. Louisville, they had to beat Georgia Tech, and they did. They whacked them by 23. They don't have many good wins against anybody. I guess down the stretch, 5 of their last 6 games are against heavies like North Carolina, at Duke, and Virginia. If they win any of those, that'll certainly help their cause. If they lose those games, then it'll prove that they shouldn't be in. Houston has won some big games. They beat SMU at home, but they've had other big wins. And then they did have bad losses, like to Drexel. So we'll see. Middle Tennessee State keeps winning. And, you know, they're not going to get any respect. I mean, that's what happens to the Middle Tennessees and Western Kentuckys. They just don't get the juice that they need to make the tournament. Middle Tennessee would get in right now at least as a 12 because they're so impressive, the wins that they've racked up. And the Stars just tied up the Penguins early in the third at 2s down in Dallas.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm watching my Penguins melt down against the Dallas Stars here. They were winning 2-1, and then I don't know what the hell happened. I woke up in a good mood. It was 2-1 Pittsburgh, and then now it's boom, boom, 3-2 Dallas. And they have just taken over this third period and are dominating Pittsburgh down in Dallas. Hamus with the go-ahead goal. Sagan had their first goal. Klingberg and Hamus, the goal scorers in this third period. So there's still 10.5 minutes left, but they've been controlling the puck the rest of the way for this game since the Penguins came out like with cement on their skates. Maybe they put their little ice blade covers over their skates. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're They forgot to take off those covers, and they're not skating. They're definitely not shooting either. So it is what it is. So were you surprised, Mafia, that and happy, or were you disturbed at the letter that Glenn Sather sent to the Ranger fans saying, essentially, we're now full rebuild, and we're not going to kid ourselves anymore. Our season's over.
You know what? I'm fine with it. You know, you got to realize at some point that you're not going to make it. And the way they slid down, the way the goaltending has not been consistent, the King has not been himself at all this year. He's gotten yanked in like three of the last five games. A lot of teams have the problem where they don't get that realization where, okay, we're not going to make it. Let's try to rebuild. And then they try to go for it. You know, you're sacrifice the future to add a couple pieces that don't push you into the playoffs or don't push you to a championship. If you're not going to have a chance to win at all, then there's no point in leveraging anything in the future. There's no point in getting rid of extra pieces that could do things for you, you know, in 3 or 4 years and win you a championship for something that you're going to fail in the second round. I like what they did. Just said, you know what? We're getting old. We're not making it. Let's blow it up and actually make this, you know, fruitful for.
Who do you think they trade Rick Nash to? Get him far away from their division or.
No, I don't think you're going to care with Nash. I mean, when you're looking to get rid of guys and build for the future, you're not caring necessarily where they go. I don't think they might have some teams that they avoid, but especially with a guy like Rick Nash who's getting up there in age, I don't think they'll have any problem trading him anywhere that he's okay to go with. He has the no trade, so they have to worry about, you know, his list. I think he gave him a list of like 18 teams that he's okay with. They'll send him to any one of those.
He gave him a list of 18 teams?
Well, he has a limited no trade. So, I guess there's up to a certain amount of teams that he can say no to on his list. Look, the guy at this point is a glorified penalty killer. He's a two-way player. Unless they want to bring down what they're asking for him, a first, a good prospect, and then another pick or a prospect, I can't imagine anybody giving him them that much for him. I get that prices are high right now, but he's been I know some Ranger fans love this guy, but for what you've paid him and what he came here to do, he's been a major disappointment.
Yeah, if you ask me, he's never done anything.
He's a good two-way player. It's not what you're paying him to be. And that's fine.
He's supposed to be a star.
You need guys like that on your team. You need good two-way players. But that's not why you acquired Rick Nash however many years ago it was now. It just isn't.
When is the deadline?
I believe the last day of the month, the 28th of February.
So, and that's
why they're asking prices now. They're going to put it up now, try to get as much as they can. And then now as they realize that people aren't going to go for it, as you know, the weeks go by, they'll drop it down little by little to what they can actually get from it. But you ask high. If someone gives it to you, great. If not, you bring it down a little bit, get what you can.
And then the coach today, I guess, you know, because he wasn't part of their letter yesterday, you know, sending out to the fans.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
So the coach then today, you know, basically.
Here we go.
He didn't name names, but pretty much put it all in Henrik Lundqvist's lap for what's going on this season.
But he did name names. He said Lundqvist has to be more consistent.
Our goaltending has to be better. But when you say our goaltending, you mean Henrik Lundqvist. You don't mean Pavlich. But that's pretty much what he did. I guess AV ain't going to go down without swinging himself, I guess, here with this Ranger mess this season.
Do you think they're going to fire him?
I think there's a chance that they might at the end of the year, yeah.
Are there, like, hot coaching candidates out there or prospects for, you know, a change like that?
I think what the Rangers should do, and Mafia's the Ranger fan here, I don't know if you could agree with me or disagree with me, they kind of have now hit the end of this window that they were in. It's been a long 7 or 8 year stretch, 9 years maybe. Part of it started with Tortorella, and now the last few years with Vigneault. And they had some chances, made a cup final, made a couple of these finals. They just couldn't get over the hump. And now it's probably time to just clear the decks of all these guys, and that probably includes the coach, and just start everything fresh and new.
You know, they Nash actually scored tonight.
What a guy.
In that game. And then the leader of Iran, Zibanejad, also with a goal. He plays on only home games. He doesn't like going on the road. Anyway, so there you go. So if you're a Ranger fan, you're supposed to be depressed or something right now because they've thrown the season and they've decided to stop playing. Meanwhile, they turn around and win tonight at the Garden over the Flames, who are certainly a better hockey team than them this year. And I guess they ran out of gas a little bit on their trip here, Carver High, because the Flames had been playing very well.
Well, I hope they run out of gas one more time on Sunday. So.
Yeah, so you hope that they're unable to find gas anywhere on Long Island.
I hope that they have a fun 36 hours in New York City. Because they're not going anywhere. They're here for a few days.
Maybe they'll go to the Nets game tomorrow.
That, you know what? There's a chance that some guys might go to the Net game tomorrow.
You know what I mean?
I'm going somewhere in the city tomorrow, too. Maybe they'll be where I'm going.
Whoa, what do we have here? What's going on with Carver High's weekend edition?
I'm going to some bar with this piano, dueling piano thing. It's Nicole's birthday today. So.
Oh, hot Nicole's birthday today.
Yes.
Well, she turned like 25?
No. She is younger than me, but she didn't turn 25.
No? So let me ask you this question. What are the odds that you're going to get in a fist fight with Rick Haro for not being ready to do the show tonight?
I mean, look, this is like a weekly thing here. I mean,
we got to chase him down.
It's every week. We're here. I know the days change sometimes, but man, I mean, same bad time, same bad channel every week.
Well, usually we don't have him on Fridays. Maybe that really threw him for a loop.
I talked to him earlier in the day. He was ready to go.
Today?
He talked to him today.
Ready to go.
Your boy.
And where was he? Your boy over here.
Was he at the Super Bowl? He had to be, right?
Of course he was
there,
at the
right?
Super Bowl. He was at the, you know what? He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's at the Super Bowl. He's at an NBA game. He's at a horse race. He's everywhere.
He never misses anything.
He is the third leg of the Triple Crown. That guy's everywhere. Except he's not here tonight when we need him. But whatever. Do you think we'll survive?
I think we'll be just fine.
You're sure? Now, what are the odds that you could, like, punch him in the face the next time you see him, Mafia?
Not high. It's not worth it to punch him. He's a lawyer. I don't want lawsuits. And
that's
plus,
true.
You never see him anyway.
You
never
know.
Here.
I see him.
Even when he's in New York, he avoids us.
You never know. I mean, he could, if he chimes in the 10 or 11 minutes, you could slide him in before the governor.
Oh, we could still slide him in a little.
But you know,
Houdini.
We're not bumping the governor for him. I know that.
There is no way we're bumping the governor. That is just, I love the governor. No. I'm just glad that we have the governor on at this point. I can't worry about your boy. Look at Hagelin breaking in, but he gets stoned. Oh, the humanity, the breakaway chance, but the goal. You know, that's the funny thing about that guy. I got to tell you, Hagelin, he's always flying around. He's faster than anybody on the ice. Have you ever noticed? But he never finishes. I mean, this guy always makes great plays and then never bangs it in. Have you ever noticed that about him? Did you notice that about him when he played for the Rangers, Mavi, that he would make all kinds of plays happen, great speed, and then never finishes?
Yeah, I did notice that. He's always making things happen. It's just that his key and his value isn't necessarily in putting in the net so much. It's flying around, making those plays, and then the other guy in his lines coming through and putting it home after he doesn't get it in there. I mean, he'll make things happen, and then you just have to come right behind him. That way you can clean up the mess.
Do you think, are you surprised, Carver High, that they kept him through these 3 years, like that when they won the cup, then kept him again, and then kept him again? Are you surprised?
Well, he fills a role on that team. He's not there to score goals. He's just not. I mean, he's a good bottom six forward.
Are you calling him a bottom feeder?
Who kills penalties. He does a great job with that. He knows his role on that team. He doesn't need to score. That's why they have Crosby, Malkin, Kessel. That's why they have those guys.
Plus, with him, you've had so many guys that you've had to lose over the years after the championships. So he doesn't come at a high price and can be there as, you know, consistent veteran for all these young guys you keep bringing up to help out.
You see, the Rangers wanted him to be a scorer, and the Ducks, for a short time that he was there, wanted him to be a scorer. He went to the Penguins, and he had a role that suits him better.
Tell me about your boy, Alex Burrows, who will not appeal, but he got a 10-game suspension. Now, the interesting story about this guy is, did you see the fight he got in with Taylor Hall the other
night? Yes, and then kneed him on the ground.
He was literally, he was doing full-on UFC knees to the head of Taylor Hall. Full knee shots to the head, and they got him on film doing it. He must be stupid to think he's not on camera doing all these things, these dirty moves of his. This guy's one of the dirtiest players in the league, isn't he? Like, have you seen his rap sheet? It's unbelievable.
He's got a pretty good one.
So he won't even fight it. He's just going to sit 10?
He's going to sit 10. That's it.
Wasn't he with Vancouver forever being dirty?
He was with Vancouver before.
And then when did they pick him up in Ottawa this year?
Last year at the trade deadline.
And he's still just a dirty player.
He has his moments.
Hall said, you always want to see the league stand up for its players. At the end of the day, we're just trying to make the game safer. I think in instances like that where it's not really a hockey play, you'd like to see the league standing up for you there. I think what they're saying is it's not a hockey play. It's not something you want to see in the game. It's a lot of games. I don't know what his reaction was or his reasoning, but it's something where the reason it is so high, the 10, is that they want to exterminate it. They don't want to see it again. This guy was kneeing Taylor Hall in the face. I mean, he was just taking him and just cranking his knee in his face. It was unbelievable. Like, how filthy is this guy Burrows? But he knows he's dirty. He's going to sit. That's like a vacation for him, isn't it? Gets the body back.
They weren't making the playoffs anyway, so.
Have you noticed? But they've been winning lately. They've been winning. They won in overtime last night.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. They stink. Scratch him off the list.
After that great run last year. Too little, too late.
Yeah. And remember that series with Pittsburgh? That
took them right to the wall.
Right? 7 games? That was no joke, that Pittsburgh-Ottawa series.
I don't think Carlson's been healthy this year.
He's the man there, isn't he? Can't win with one guy. That's one of the lessons learned. Ottawa's a team built on one guy, right? I mean, they have no one else. Bobby Ryan, he's injured a lot, too.
They traded for Matt Duchene, and he's been better lately.
Duchene's good.
I'll
give you
that. But he wasn't good for the first 2 months that they had him.
All right. So we'll see if we can track down Haro. Otherwise, later, second hour, the governor, Tim Brando, calling Xavier and Creighton tomorrow in Omaha on Fox. We'll talk to him about that game. He did the North Carolina Duke game the other night. Always a lot on his mind, the governor. And he lets it all fly on the bench.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.